Like to talk about a project that we have recently completed. Our title is Immunization Information Systems as a Data Source for Health Plan Quality Measures. And I think although the topic of this particular workshop is talking about the costs per se, and I think that even though that we've certainly determined that there was cost savings associated with this, I think it's important to bear in mind that many of the benefits that we observed were not necessarily easily quantifiable, just to sort of keep that in the back of your mind. Just to start with a little overview of what I'm going to be discussing, talk a little bit, a moment about the background, what ISR, I think most of us in here are aware, but just to have a little background, to describe the objective of the study, that it was a business case for One Health Plan's use of an IIS, to just tell you a little bit about the methods, and obviously our results and conclusions, and to just emphasize the idea that immunization information systems and health plans' leverage of each other's mandates is really a win-win for everyone involved. I think as we all know, IIS have a number of components to them, and that they've grown beyond a simple immunization registry, but really offer the opportunity to provide a cradle-to-grave source of health information. And beyond immunization levels and sort of direct immunization coverage kinds of information, it also can include other health information, including things like blood lead levels, results of newborn screening tests, and even preventative health measures like BMI, those sorts of things. And I think that there's been discussion already within this conference about the potential for IIS's integration to electronic medical records and health information technologies. So thinking about why would a health plan leverage an information system, immunization information system. Health plans have been called a natural partner, and that's because basically they're interested in the same sorts of data. IIS wants these data to be able to measure immunization levels and health information levels, and health plans are interested in similar data for their HEDIS measurements. And so the question that we were trying to get at, was there a business case for health plans to make use of leveraging this surveillance mandate that exists in some areas? And just to review that Priority Health, which is the health plan that I'm going to be talking about, I'll mention it in a little greater depth in a moment, began using their state's immunization records as the primary means of recording their members' immunization rates in 2004, which followed NCQA certification. Basically, NCQA gave its blessing to the quality of the data within the MICR, and at that point, Priority Health started using it as their primary source for immunization data. And again, what was the business case for using IIS? A lot of you in here, I think, already know something about the Michigan Care Improvement Registry, or MICR. Just to review, it was established in 97. It contains population records from about half of the population from the state within Michigan. And it has links to sort of, you know, the usual suspects, you know, vital records, WIC, Medicaid, but also includes the Department of Education, childhood lead poisoning prevention program that was mentioned yesterday, and also links to health plans, including one of them being Priority Health. Priority Health is a provider-owned, not-for-profit health plan. It's based in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which that area, it's sort of on the, if you have your little, you know, Michigan mitten, it's over on this side. It's been recognized by a number of outside organizations as being a really good health plan. It's been rated number one by the National Business Coalition on Health. NCQA has recognized it as well. And Priority Health is really very focused on healthcare quality, and it has a number of internal quality measurements, which include HEDIS, which is as a benchmark I'll talk about a little bit more in a moment, and the Physician Incentive Program, which is basically a pay-for-performance measure, and what they call the Apples on the Web, which is a public reporting of quality measures. HEDIS, for those of you, just to make sure we're all on the same page here, was established by NCQA as a benchmarking system so that you could compare between health plans. And there are a number of measures within them, including a childhood immunization measurement and adolescent immunization measurement. And health plans frequently compete based on their HEDIS measures. And so it's an external way for people who are interested in either joining the health plan or for employers who are determining which health plans they may offer their employees, that they may be looking at HEDIS measures to in order to choose which is the plan that has the highest quality. So there's that motivation that Priority Health wants to have high HEDIS measures for competitive reasons. And another way that they improve, that they work on quality, is for this physician incentive program, which is a pay-for-performance program. And I won't go into intricate detail, but basically when they switched from a risk-based reimbursement method to a capitation method, what they do is for this program is that they withhold about 20% of the capitation for patients within a provider's panel, and that if they meet the HEDIS benchmarks for immunization, they then receive that once a year in a lump sum cash payment at the end of the year. And another way that they sort of reinforce quality is by the use of the apples, what they call the Apples on the Web program, which is basically a website where you can actually see provider performance, and it's measured in sort of the achievement towards the benchmarks is reported anywhere from 1 to 4 apples. So everybody wants to have 4 apples. And it's actually been, it sort of spurs a little playful competition among provider groups. Providers report that this is a motivator for them. They want to see 4 apples, and they want other people to see that they have 4 apples. So you end up getting this sort of triple benefit, because the providers are getting, if they're complying with their HEDIS benchmarks, they're getting rewarded twice. They're getting rewarded financially through the PIP, the pay-for-performance program, and they're also being rewarded through the apples on the web, which isn't necessarily dollars and cents, but it's sort of a warm and fuzzy kind of thing that they can get. The pathways for the data exchange, what we were looking at was basically on the lower left-hand side, you can see the provider. So the provider provides an immunization, and then they exchange their data with the MICR via a web portal or automated kinds of things. They can also provide supplemental submissions or correct data gaps by reporting their data directly to Priority Health. MICR is exchanging data with everybody. They're exchanging data back and forth with the providers. They're providing information to Priority Health, which then can report back recorded immunization performance to the providers. So the providers are getting feedback on how they're doing and what they need to accomplish in order to get their goals. And likewise, MICR and Priority Health are going back and forth to exchange unique identifiers. So there's a lot of work being done to make sure that the data are of high quality, that there's not duplication, that all those sorts of, focus on making sure that what they're measuring is actually the right thing, that they're not reporting stuff that hasn't happened or vice versa. So the research objective, we're finally getting there, was to look at the use of this information system as a single point of data entry for the use in this managed care organization for Priority Health. And again, we were looking at PIP, we were looking at Apples on the Web, and we were looking at HEDIS. So the first two would be these internal quality measures, and the HEDIS would be more sort of an external quality measure. And the methods is a business case. And traditionally, a business case is defined as whether or not there's going to actually be return on investment based ahead of time. But the reality is, within public health and within a lot of sort of governmental programs, people are going to be making decisions based on the assumption that there's going to be a return on investment. So when Priority Health set about this, they sort of assumed it was going to be a good idea, but they didn't necessarily know 100%. And so for our purposes, we sort of expanded the definition of a business case to say, this is for when businesses know that there's going to be a benefit or that there could be a benefit. Because I think a lot of us sort of implement programs or policies on the assumption that this is actually going to accrue a benefit. We collected our data through key informant interviews with the Priority Health's employees, with employees within MICR, and they also provided us with data that we were able to evaluate. We looked at the immunization coverage rates and Priority Health's quality measures, the HEDIS measures, from 2004 through 2007, and basically tried to estimate or calculate these sorts of coverage levels with and without the use of the MICR data, and a cost-benefit analysis was performed. So the result, the primary result, was that health plans, that the health plan basically was leveraging the data. The Priority Health, they were already responsible for providing immunization records as part of their existing quality measures for HEDIS and Apples on the Web and PIP. Immunization providers in Michigan are already obligated to report to the MICR, but this was really, it provided a lot of sort of positive feedback for them to be actually going along with this. And Priority Health's use of MICR data facilitated its quality measurement activities. So why were they doing this? Why were they trying to leverage this? Again, the MICR is a single point of entry. It makes it easier. Michigan and providers already had the obligation to report, so this was offering an easier way to do it. The MICR enabled the providers to demonstrate progress in meeting their immunization goals with no additional cost. It didn't cost them anything extra. There was no particularly extra burden, regardless of whether or not they were actually filing a claim. And also, MICR offered Priority Health an opportunity to acquire immunization data on members who were either coming into the plan or went away and then came back, or who received immunization services outside of the Priority Health. So they were able to get data available for them that would basically benefit them without their having to do the legwork that might be required with collecting those data. So the result, as you can see here in this slide, is that on the first, on the claims only, this is for 2007 immunization data, you can see that with claims only, that there were, you know, okay, you know, measurements on some things, but that when you add the MICR data, you get a much, much higher observed immunization rate. And particularly for, if you look at the childhood combination two, which is really, you know, the HEDIS measurement itself, it goes from, like, you know, 35% to nearly 90%, which is a really significant increase. And you can see the difference for the other vaccines within the combination vary to some extent. But these are, I think, pretty impressive. And likewise, you can see here in this slide the idea of HEDIS administrative rates and then the hybrid reported rate. So starting in 2001, they're not using the MICR data, but then in 2004, they're adding the MICR data, and you can see how the gap between the administrative rate and the hybrid reported rate narrows quite significantly, which tells you that they're able to be getting access to higher quality data. And likewise, you can also see the difference between these two different sorts of HEDIS rates here. Again, you're seeing this advantage where you're getting higher immunization rates and you're getting better HEDIS scores using the MICR data. And another compelling advantage of using the MICR data was that you can compare here the required chart reviews based on claims only versus actual reviews versus the red bar, which are the really important part, which is the avoided reviews, which meaning when you're doing a HEDIS assessment, you have to pull 411 charts for each particular group you're looking at. And unless you can actually determine that you are that you have sufficient data within your internal system, that makes that not necessary. And so you can see that there were a lot of chart pulls that you could avoid. When we first were looking at this and we saw 2007, we thought, well, what happened there? We think that that's actually a reflection of the fact that that the adolescent measure was actually removed in 2007. So that difference between, you know, you might have sort of thought, okay, there's a trend, let's go. Presumably, that missing link would be the adolescent measure if it was going to be included in HEDIS in 2007. And the adolescent measure is being changed, and it will be reintroduced into HEDIS. So at some point, if we ever have an opportunity, or you all ever have an opportunity to do this sort of work again, it would be interesting to see what happens when the adolescent measure comes back. And again, likewise, there were chart reviews that were no longer necessary for compliance with the, or in involvement with the PIP program. And again, you see that drop off for 2007 when there wasn't the adolescent measure. So basically, MICR ends up becoming a data solutions provider. MICR performs an electronic data exchange role, so they're exchanging the data back and forth between the providers and the health plan and the MICR program itself. It includes data capture, data management, it maintains the data. Data from MICR, they're merged and matched weekly using particular algorithms. So although it's not, you know, real time, it's very, very timely data, so that providers or anyone who needs to be checking up on a child's immunization status has the opportunity to have really reliable data much more promptly than through actually submitting these data through claims. In a recent merge, only 100 out of 7,400 records were manually reviewed. So that, again, you don't have to pull as many charts for these quality measures. And I think particularly for interest, you know, back to the theme for this particular workshop, the cost was about $10,700 and about $1,000 per year to maintain. There was a chunk of money up front that they had to invest, and then it became much less for sort of maintenance. But that each avoided chart review, we keep talking about the importance of avoiding chart reviews, it's not just a hassle, it also costs money. And for priority health, it costs about $6 per chart review. And there was a lot within that $6 that was not included. So presumably if you included all other kinds of external costs, presumably that might be higher. So in summary, the cost, the benefits, the net benefits, you end up seeing a net benefit between 2003-2007 of over $100,000. So for the conclusions, we see that the priority health programs were predicated on the ability to obtain comprehensive and accurate data, and also have providers' perception that the data informing the measures are true. I think particularly early on when they were implementing this program and planning on using MICR data, the providers were very suspicious. They really did not trust the MICR data, and they really, you know, were not that enthusiastic. I think once the NCQA sort of recognition of the quality of the data was acquired, that really changed people's opinion. And once they actually saw how well it was working, they realized that actually, you know, that maybe this MICR thing wasn't such a bad idea after all, that it really was improving things. Priority Health was able to enhance the transparency of its practice. So basically, it was, you know, collecting these data, but then reporting them back to the provider. So they were actually able to use these data in ways that would help them improve their practice. And so the other thing that, and what I talked about in the beginning, I started off with saying that a lot of these things are sort of intangible, is this the idea that there was relations with providers, that this was an opportunity for Priority Health to really enhance its relationship with its providers, that it was being able to use data in ways that was going to improve health quality, but also improve its relationships and communication back and forth between providers and the public health system and the health plan itself. And it also obviously increased Priority Health's assurance that its members were up to date on immunizations and that they could quickly determine their patients' immunization status. And so it ultimately became a good investment. So you have a return on investment of 310% or a benefit to cost ratio of $8.06, which is actually a little correction that in the abstract that is in everybody's conference materials, I think that we put that the rate of return was 36%, and that was a mistake. It's actually 310% or a benefit to cost ratio of $8.06. So as I said, there's a bunch of things that we can't tell you. It's not that, you know, we could tell you, but then we'd have to kill you kind of thing. It's basically these things that are just really intangible about, you know, relationships between health plans and providers, and transparency of data exchange and building relationships between MICR and Priority Health, so you get these public-private partnerships. You get increased trust of data and technology systems, which I think, at least from my perspective, and I imagine a perspective shared by some of you here, would be a benefit. And before I stop, I just wanted to acknowledge many of the people that collaborated on this work. Alan O'Connor, collaborated with me on this work. He's here. Dallas Woods, also at RTI, is not here. And there are lots of folks at Priority Health and MICR who really were very generous with their time and expertise and data, which of course is really important for this. So I just want to, as I said, there was a little, this is my little errata, if you wanted to correct that in your abstracts, if you're going to go home and, you know, share it with your friends or something. I think that's it. So thank you for your attention.